All right. Just thrilled to welcome Aviva Kempner to our show. She is the director. She is the documentarian. She is the everything to do with the beautiful movie, The Spy Behind Home Plate. It is the real story of Mo Berg, and it's out in theaters now. I got to see it this week on Tuesday. Aviva, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? Actually, I'm on the East Coast, so good afternoon, but same difference.
All right, we know where you are, and the ball is flying out of Washington, I'm sure, as we speak, right?
Right.
Yeah, a lot of home runs. But tell us about Mo Berg, because we've talked about him in the past. There was a book out about him, a movie last year out about him. But this is the real documentary and the life of Mo Berg and so many wonderful, wonderful interviews. But it's a compelling story. And for those who want to see the movie, tell us a little bit about Mo Berg and why you did this.
Right. Well, I have an M.O. of making films about underknown Jewish heroes. So years ago, I finished in 2000 a film on the Detroit Tiger, Hank Greenberg, who had been my father's hero. I had grown up in Detroit and always heard about it. And actually, I was in California when I heard he died, and I said, I have to go do this film. He was such an important figure growing up. You know, every Yom Kippur I would hear about Hank. I thought he was part of Kol Nidre service. So when I got this opportunity, there was someone who was a big fan of Hank Greenberg film, which supported a little my other two films, my next two films on Molly Goldberg and Julius Rosenwald. One day I'm talking to him and he said, Aviva, you got to make a film about Sid Luckman, the Jewish football player. And I said, well, you know, I don't like football, really, Bill. And he says, well, what about Barney Ross, the Jewish boxer? And I said, well, I like boxing even less. But then he said the magic words, what about Mo Berg? And I said, you're on. I really want to do it. Again, here's a baseball player who is all brawn and brains and was one of our nuclear spies during World War II, because one our greatest fear was that the Nazis had the capability of developing a nuclear bomb. And, you know, if that was true, we wouldn't be talking today.
Well, it's amazing. The movie, which I saw on Tuesday, The Spy Behind Home Plate, is just so detailed and gives you the life of Mo Berg. But growing up in New York, going to Princeton, Columbia, law degree, and becomes a baseball player, goes to Japan. Tell us about the early years of Mo Berg, because you got to know the foundation of the man, because eventually during the war, amazing things happen.
Right. Well, his father was an immigrant who had come to this country. Both his parents were immigrants, and his father had worked his way up from working in a laundry to becoming a pharmacist, moved the family out to Newark, New Jersey, and that's really where Mo learned his chops on baseball. And even at one point, he was playing for a Christian team. You know, he was Jewish, and he changed his name at one point, which I say maybe his first action as a spy. He was very, very brilliant, and he got into Princeton and played on a team there. He was one of the best players on the team, so he got scouted. And then before you know it, he's playing for the Brooklyn Robins, Chicago White Sox. I live here in Washington, playing for the Senators, which we actually made it to the World Series, played a little bit for Cleveland, and ended up playing for the Red Sox for 5 years and 2 years as a coach. He had, you know, a .243 record, which as a catcher, he wound up being a catcher, which as a catcher, as a utility player, is not actually that bad. And he was so smart, and people liked him so much and liked direction from him. As I said, he became a coach for 2 years. But almost every winter, he had off. Either first he went to law school, graduated from law school, but then he went to Europe a lot. And then he was on two trips, on 32 and 34, to Japan. The 34 trip, you remember the scenes in the film,
right,
were just amazing because he was with the likes of the all-star players like Lou Gehrig, Lefty Gomez, Babe Ruth, and their families, Eldon Auker, Charlie Gehringer. And it was at that time, because Japan by 34 had already invaded Manchuria, so it was clear that, you know, they may be dangerously going on a militaristic bent. So Mo, on his, I believe, his own volition, although he did have a letter of introduction there from the American government, is he took footage of the Tokyo landscape, which later was probably used to, you know, viewed by those who went and led the Doolittle Raid, which is, of course, our response to Pearl Harbor. And once Pearl Harbor happened, everything changed. Among it, the fact that America got into the war, and Roosevelt thought it was really important that we develop our own intelligence agency. And Wild Bill Donovan. Sometimes I say that.
Yeah.
We got the wrong.
You didn't say Guy
there.
Madison,
right?
Right.
Who had been a World War One hero, started developing this incredible agency where women were in, like Marlene Dietrich and Julia Child, John Ford, who was the filmmaker from L.A., a lot of Ivy League people like Schlesinger, but also people who were safecrackers, and someone like Mo, who could be, you know, because he knew the languages. And that was a big thing. A lot of immigrants and children of immigrants were in the OSS, and they knew, you know, they could go back to their respective countries or their parents' countries and be a spy. And that's exactly what Mo did. He, Groves, who was running the Manhattan Project, which is our secret project, not even Vice President Truman knew about it. We were developing a bomb as a way to end the war, as it is, we used it on Japan. And Mo was the OSS officer assigned to go find out exactly what Germany was doing, because there was one nuclear physicist who had remained in Germany, because ironically enough, those who were German Jews had already left as physicists, and he was trying to find out where he was, which he helped do being in Italy. And then there was this, what we call a showdown in Zurich.
Mm. You know, it's amazing. Aviva Kempner with us, and the movie is outstanding. And the story of Mo Berg, obviously a baseball player, a brilliant man, sort of a loner, goes behind enemy lines, and he's got to find out about this information, whether Germany has the capability. And he may have to kill the guy or kill himself if he gets captured. And he's a catcher. He's the backup catcher, but a brilliant man. Aviva, the parts that I really felt were amazing was the archival footage that you came up with people who knew him so many years ago. Of course, this is 2019, but people who you got the archival footage to give you the background and personality of Mo Berg. Where did you get that stuff?
Now, this is the real key to why this film is somewhat definitive on Mo. It's the first feature-length film. It's because 30 years ago, two filmmakers, Neil Goldstein, who's in this film, and Jerry Feldman had shot interviews with people who had played with Mo and spied with Mo, including, it might be interesting to those in the San Francisco area, Don DiMaggio. And they got their first-hand testimony of what it meant to play with him and spy with him. But it turns out they never made the film. The interview sort of languished away, collecting dust in the Princeton archives. And when I started doing this film, I knew Jerry Feldman because he had filmed my interviews in L.A. for Hank Greenberg. So I was able to get these interviews. And I think that's what really makes the film, is you have people who firsthand say what Mo said in the dugout. You know, talk about the trip they had with him, you know, in Japan, but more importantly, the ones who sent him on missions and did missions with him.
Yeah, that's what made the movie for me, of the firsthand information of people who knew him, and you get to know who Mo Berg is and was and why he was important. Aviva Kempner with us, and the movie is absolutely terrific. It is out. I saw it in the Bay Area. I know it's opened in L.A. recently. Aviva.
And it's still playing in both areas. So
yeah,
I say it's, you know, it's still early today. It's a great Father's Day film to see. But, you know, actually, my secret audience have been women just as well. And people are just loving the movie, which, of course, makes me very proud. Because I think we have to worry today about what's happening in North Korea, in the Middle East, in the Soviet Union anymore, in Russia. And I think this gives you a feeling of what it means to be a spy. And you start thinking, who are our spies today? And, you know, We all have sports heroes. That's important to us, of course.
Let me ask you one last question.
This is a real sports hero.
Let me ask you this. When the war ended, and of course he sort of drifted around for a while, why didn't he stay in government service and maybe go to the CIA and all that? Is there a reason?
Well, I think there's a couple things. He did a couple missions, but they weren't ever completed. I mean, there was only some of them. I don't think he got along very well with Dulles, who was heading the CIA at that time. I agree. I think he should have been absolutely, continue on in this CIA. But it, as they say, it doesn't always work when you intend to go on. So he went to a lot of baseball games, actually. And, you know, we talk about players going off to war when these baseball players like Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Hank Greenberg, I mean, Bob Feller, they lost years of their playing years. Well, he was already a very successful coach with the Red Sox. If there hadn't been a war, I am sure he would have continued on and gone and played. Coached and probably become a manager one day.
All right. Hey, I love it. The movie is great. I've had a lot of fun getting to know you. I love the Hank Greenberg movie as well.
Thanks. And you know what's been great for me?
Tell me.
Although I may be mentioning competitors here. Well, they've shown some of the footage in Nats Stadium, and actually they started winning. I was interviewed at Dodger Stadium. They're winning anyhow. I was interviewed at Red Sox Stadium, the Fenway, and they started winning. So, you know, maybe the Giants need to have me out there.
I like it. And maybe the Marlins do, too.
Right.
Aviva, thank you so much for coming on and sharing the story.
Thank you for your interest. And all people have to do is go to spybehindhomeplate.org to find where the film is playing near them.
Beautiful. Have a great afternoon. Thanks, Aviva.
You, too.
All right, that is Aviva Kepner, the spy behind home plate, and she gave a great detail of the story.